from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, man, that's one of the... So we were during the break... Zoe and I were chatting about one of his buddies saying he should get the NCAA football game so they can play. And Zoe said something that I have not heard Zoe say in almost 5 years now, 4.5 years now, which is, I can't. Said, I can't beat him. I can't get good enough to beat him. And the Matt hit back at Zoe with, he said, why would I pay $70 to play and lose every time to one guy? To which the guy responded, well, Rob Brown will play. Lonzo said, no, he won't. He doesn't have a next-gen console. And this individual said, well, that won't stay long. All he has to do is not go out twice. Which means that Matt thinks that either A, I go to very expensive bars, or B, I go to cheap bars, but I stay a very long time.
All right, here's the thing.
Both of which are true, by the way.
Matt is a former account executive from downstairs. He knows how much talent makes. So he knows that you make a lot of money. I mean, you can act like, I mean, you're obviously a one percenter. So if you wanted to get a console, you could, but I'm glad you didn't, because now I have that excuse to not buy the game. I'm glad everyone's excited about it, but most people will go online and play with other people. I don't like talking to other people. Why do I want to go online and get beat by them too? There's just some things that I'm just, I can't beat them in anything. I just can't.
I would love to say above all else.
I could beat them at picking games sometimes, but I can't beat them at this.
Above all else, I very much appreciate that I have fooled some of you guys into thinking that talent makes money. All right, I'm glad I have tricked you all into believing that, because it tells me I'm living my life the right way, well, and I'm glad about that.
Maybe you and I are on the wrong side of radio, right, Bill? Hope you're listening.
Ain't no maybe about it, dog. Ain't no maybe about it. All right, like, I rolled up into the studio with the new truck, and the first question I got asked was, how'd you get that? I didn't steal it, so, you know, do with that as you wish.
They probably thought you had some sort of deal where you get to drive it around, but it's not really yours. That's a radio thing.
That's very a radio thing. Not for me, but for some people, it is.
But you and I both are willing to do it if there's a enterprising, you know, Bob's Used Cars out there, or someone who wants to, you know, we're willing to do it.
I mean, don't come at me now.
Why?
Because I got a car now.
Yeah, but if someone says, hey, drive my Ferrari, you're not going to say, yeah.
Okay, you know what? I take it back.
I mean.
You may come at me with a Ferrari.
Or an Aston Martin. Yeah. I mean, there's some things.
If you want to Bond me up, look at Ryan Clark's suit.
It's so weird.
What a vibe, dude.
Also, you know, brand new Corvettes, those things are sweet. I don't know if you've seen them before.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. I mean, a fan. So if any Corvette dealership wants to come around and say, hey, drive this for a week. I have experience with driving sports cars. I'm just saying. So I can handle it.
I mean, hey, Bob, if you're listening from Bob's Used Cars, you want to put Zoe and I in, like, you can be used. Like, you put us in, like, a 2022 Corvette, we will proudly drive it. Dude, I'll put your logo
I've
all over
I've always wanted to drive a Hummer. I've never even been in one of those before, and they look like they'd be a lot of fun to drive.
I mean, if you got to get a real one. Well, you got to go big time.
Yeah. Also, a Cadillac Escalade, you know, tricked out. I'd be willing to do that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was covering Florida State, when I lived down in Destin, and we were the flagship for Florida State in the Panhandle, Chris Ricks came out to a remote that way. Remember Chris Ricks, quarterback at Florida State for a while? Dude rolled up, and this is why I'm pro NIL. This is why I've said it's always happened.
What was Chris Ricks' number?
16.
Okay.
You thought you had something there.
No, I just...
Chris Ricks pulled up to a remote that I was doing for the FSU Booster Club down there in his Escalade, which, by the way, and part of the reason I remember he was 16, was because in his brand new Escalade, which was garnet leather seats with gold stitching in the seats that included his signature and his number in the headrest in the seats on the Escalade. And I'm like... Oh, good thing they don't pay quarterbacks around here. Brand new Escalade, dude. Like, it had negative 30 miles on it when he showed up to this event. It was very impressive. All right. Let's get some stuff here on the show. SEC Media Days wrapping up yesterday down at the Southeastern Conference in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, I want to remind you of something, and this is not on that topic, but I want to remind you that I still haven't heard that national anthem yet, so I just want to remind you of that. Not that you want to do it now, but I just want to, because
I've had it pulled up on a tab since then.
Because I waited, so.
You know what? Let's do that instead then. I'm good with that.
I mean, we don't have to do that.
No. We do, okay? We do. We are going to get to, no, not yet, Ingrid. Not yet.
Wait, her name's Ingrid?
Ingrid Andress.
Is she like a pop star or something?
She is a four-time Grammy-nominated country music artist.
Oh, you didn't say it was country.
It's like, how do I put this politically correctly? It's sad, but I'm bouncing back white girl country. All right? It's like Taylor Swift without the pop element.
I was going to say, I thought that was most country, period.
No.
But, okay.
So Ingrid Andress sang the national anthem. Now, before I get here, before I play, you know what? I'm going to play. No, let me say the important part. I do think it is important to say. Ingrid Andress came out the day after she performed this anthem, and she said, look, I screwed up. I was really drunk. I'm checking into rehab here. And I do want to say, if that is true, good for her for acknowledging it, for facing it, for admitting it, and for getting the help that she needs. Good for her, sincerely.
So all the headlines that I saw, drunk, she actually was drunk.
She is claiming that she was drunk.
And by the way, I did not hear it because I was on vacation and I just unplugged from everything. That's just what I do. I mean, when media is your life and you want to take a break from it, I mean, you want to go on vacation? My media was a book, okay?
Yeah. So, in fairness, she said afterwards that she was drunk, that she recognizes she has an addiction issue, and she is checking herself into rehab. In which case, good for her. Because that's a hard thing to admit. It's a hard thing to acknowledge. It's certainly a tough thing to do to admit that publicly, especially when you've been getting dunked on for 24 hours at that point. And to recognize that you need help and to actively go seek it. And I encourage anyone out there who does have these issues, It is okay to admit it. It is okay to acknowledge it. It is okay. In fact, it is good to go get help. That being said, she did what she did, right? She did what she did. Here's a little snippet.
I'm so glad I waited till now to listen to that. Oh, that's bad. That is so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching the Home Run Derby. Because I love the home run. I love the Home Run Derby. This was the most boring Home Run Derby of my life. And I still love the Home Run Derby. Okay? Like, the Home Run Derby is... The Home Run Derby is like when you get the opportunity to go on a date with a super hot chick. This Home Run Derby is like you get a chance to go on a date with a super hot chick, but she shows up to the date in, like, pajama pants and a hoodie. Right? And you're like, well, still pretty good.
I was going to say, I guess she plans on staying in.
Yeah.
If she does, I mean, you know.
Yeah, like, that's not what I signed up for, but I'm also still staying, right? Like, that's what this was. So I was watching, and this thing started, and they said,
and now to perform tonight's national anthem, four-time Grammy-nominated country music superstar Ingrid Andress.
I don't know who that is, all right? I'm a country guy, but, like, not this. I'm like, I don't know who that is. And the fiance was like, oh, she's pretty good. I like her. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I'm in. Like, she, again, the fiance and I both listen to country, but we listen to very different countries, right? And she's like, she's good. I'm in. I'm like, all right, great. And then I listen. And when she got to, like, the last few minutes or last few seconds, I was like, is this real? And Courtney looks at me and she goes, This is not. And I'm like, well, this is not. She's like, this is it. So after she was done, Courtney went on Spotify and pulled up like her playlist on Spotify and played some stuff. And she's got some pretty good stuff. It's just very, like, to me, respectfully, it's like very generic, inspirational white girl country, right? It's just like, I'm moving on from him and I bought a new truck. Like, it's very whatever. And that's fine. Like, there are people
that
connect
with.
I'm
sure those were actual lyrics.
It's pretty close. Okay. There's one where she's like, you know, I know my grandma wouldn't have been proud of me, but now I hope she can see that I'm moving on. Like, that kind of stuff, right? Fine. Okay, cool. Like, I'm not a 22-year-old white lady.
She's moving on to rehab.
Yeah. Whatever. So I did say when this happened, I'm like, is she wasted? Right? Because I'm going to tell you this. That is 100% something that I would hear, like, a woman named Methany singing karaoke drunk at 3 a.m. would hit that note. And would not only hit that note, so, but she'd hit that last, and then, like, stop and look at the crowd like, y'all heard that, right?
Yeah,
y'all heard that.
You got to do the hand motions. I haven't seen it, but did she do the hand motions?
She did not.
Okay, all right.
And I'll tell you, she did not, Zoe, because she was, like, death gripped onto that mic. I'm sure to keep herself balanced, all right? Now, as somebody who to this day, I have said before, I despise karaoke night, okay? If I go to a bar and I walk in and it's karaoke night, I'm going to a different bar. I despise karaoke. Do you know why I despise karaoke? Because 90% of the time, you walk in and what do you hear? I can't stop playing it.
I think you could stop playing it. Wish the outage would suddenly take over your computer.
Now
this reminds me, when my daughter was playing softball, the coach for some reason wanted to play before every game the George Jones version of the national anthem.
Wow.
And that makes me appreciate that, which...
The possum.
I hated every second of that, but watching Raven standing out there and no one was paying attention to her as she was making fun of it the entire time. She would turn around to the crowd and it was great. That is so much better than this.
That's the possum, son. You will respect George Jones. This man is
Airless
a legend.
Less fine. It gets better.
It's George Jones, man. The possum.
You've never heard this, I guess.
Is an icon. I've never heard it. I didn't know there was a George Jones version. And I will tell you, what are you making fun of?
I'm making fun of the Glar.
This is iconic.
Compared to that girl, yes.
It's like Whitney Houston, George Jones. That's 1-2 of national anthems all time. All right? Whitney Houston, George Jones, Fergie, Ingrid. That's the order.
And the funny part is, so when the visiting team would come in, they would laugh and make fun of it. And like a bunch of people in our crowd would glare at them. And I'm just up in the stands just covering my mouth the entire time watching Raven do what she did during that entire thing every single time.
All I can think of is,
that's my daughter right there.
And again, let me be very clear. All right? If she was drunk, as she claims she was, it was the first thought I had. I'm like, this girl's tanked.
What'd you say her name was?
Ingrid Andress.
Ingrid Andress.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have seen late night karaoke. And I will also say, here's the thing. I hate karaoke. I despise karaoke. All right? Because there's four types of people at karaoke. There are people who can sing. And they know they can sing, all right? And they put on a performance. I'm like, all right. Because those people, you know what those people do? Those people, for whatever reasons, though, those people always decide, I need to play a slow jam. I need to kill the buzz of this bar and play like a 1980s Celine Dion slow jam.
If you can sing, you got to showcase. Nothing showcases like a slow song.
I am here for a good time, not to have you buzzkill by making me think about my high school ex that died. I'm not here for that.
That didn't happen, did it?
No.
Okay.
I was just trying to be dramatic.
All right.
That person.
Okay.
All right? Here's what I want. I want you to go up there and be the guy that ha 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 da 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 tequila. Be that guy. That guy's fun, all right? That's guy number two.
That will work for you in that shirt.
Correct. That's guy number two. Guy who is genuinely there for a good time, right? And this dude's going to play tequila, or he's going to do like, whoa, huh, yeah. Like, that guy's fun. I like that guy. That's the only guy I want to go. If the bar was full of that guy.
You keep describing yourself, so I mean.
Correct. I'm the best guy, all right? That guy makes karaoke fun. Then there's group three. Group three is the people who can't sing but know that they can't sing and they have fun. Those people are fine too because those are the ones that do something really dramatic. And then there's group four, the people that can't sing but think they can sing and they want to perform. And then that's how you inevitably end up with... I like how she goes back up at the end, right? Like, oh, going back up to the high note. Did you guys know I could get back up to the high note? Those are the people that ruin karaoke. The first group and the last group. The people who can sing and think that it is a concert for them to perform for you. I'm not here for a performance, lady. I'm not here for a performance. Guy, I don't want you to slow jam the bar. All right? I don't need you breaking out some dull-ass 1960s ballads. All right? If you want to do slow, at least give us some, like, Guns N' Roses power ballad. But no, it's never that.
She's good, though, because it's country, so she doesn't have to be just a little bit better than that to be successful in country, so she's all right.
I don't need that. And then the last group of people, the people that can't sing, there needs to be a guy. You know what I would pay to do? I just realized this. You know what I want to do? I want to Simon Cowell a karaoke night one night. I want to be a guy who sits at the front with a microphone and gets to publicly grade every performance. So when that's done, I get to go, you should do the world a favor and never sing again.
He doesn't sound anything like that. But that's
you have sound. You have an immense amount of talent. Singing's not one of them. And like, just do that the whole time so that this never happens.
Here's the thing. I don't think you could do that. I don't think you could be that mean. I really don't.
Dude, you have never walked into a bar at 12:30 in the morning looking for a kick-ass night with the boys and been like, this bar is going to be lit. It's going to be fire. It's going to be a great time. And you walk in and the host is like, next up on the main stage, Methany. Buzzkill. buzzkill. I'm not here for that.
I'm really sorry I asked for you to play that, because now it's going to be in my head for the rest of the day.
I'm not mean. I'm not confrontational. But this person, that's the one person I would get the mic and go,
"You suck. Stop forever."
I wish you'd stop doing that forever, but you won't.
No, I won't. Texter said, "Please stop playing it. I'm about to start twitching." Texter said, "Please avoid the blank, the easily blank, I won't name the bar here, on Thursdays. Made that mistake a couple of times, forgetting it was karaoke night." That's from Cornchip. Cornchip, you know the struggle. You know the pain. You know what it's like to walk in, be excited about a night out with the fellas. I'm coming up to watch some late night West Coast baseball. I'm excited to get out with the boys and knock back a couple of Patron shots and enjoy my life. And I get free.
Cornchip sounds like a guy that would be out there doing exactly what you're saying. So, yeah, sorry. Well, at least don't forget and go there again, Cornchip.
Please support local bars that don't do karaoke night. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Greg Sankey done tried to tick everybody off yesterday, right? Well, not everybody. A lot of people. There were two stories yesterday that came out as Greg Sankey closed up the SEC Media Days. He commented on a number of things. One of those I won't spend a ton of time on because I suspect as many of you, if not more, will agree with Greg Sankey than disagree. Of course, Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference. Greg Sankey said he believes that Georgia should have made the playoff last year, but, quote, "you didn't see us jumping up and down and screaming about it," end quote. Like, okay, Greg.
Very, very adult of him. Yes, he's
mm-hmm,
right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's probably because had you jumped up and down and screamed about it, everybody would have said, "you've already got a team in that shouldn't be going, Gregory. You've already got one in that doesn't need to be there, Greg. You already screwed over a non-power four, excuse me. Well, might as well be in a non-power five now, second tier conference, ACC. You already screwed over another power conference in order to make sure that your squad had a rep, Greg. So yeah, you weren't jumping up and down because you would have just been asking for more. You'd have been asking for more. They already twisted the system to make sure that you had a team in, my dude. Screaming to twist the system further in order to get more blood out of that stone to get two teams in over an undefeated Power 5 conference champion would have been too much. I will say this. I respect the talk. I respect that out of Greg. I don't like it, but I respect it. Thanks, Carlito. Appreciate you agreeing with me. But that wasn't all that he talked about. Greg Sankey mentioned that he received a phone call during the offseason. Received a phone call from Power Conference commissioners and the leaders of a private equity-backed Super League that asked him to meet for dinner in New York City. He didn't go, according to Greg Sankey. He didn't go. And he said that he's not on board with private equity institutions becoming invested in college football. He's not on board with outside corporate sponsors becoming title sponsors of conferences, like the Big 12 has discussed, like the Big 12 has discussed doing, becoming the Buc-East 12 or the Walmart 12. Or whatever they're going to become. I think Kmart should jump in on that. Is Kmart still a thing?
No, Kmart is not still. Kmart's been gone for a while.
There's still Kmarts, aren't there?
No.
Not around here.
No, they went bankrupt.
Bankruptcy doesn't mean you shut down.
Yeah, certain kinds do.
Sure, but I don't think corporate. Let's see. Where is the closest Kmart? There's still a store locator up on the Kmart.com website. 29687. The closest Kmart is at 1209 Russ Avenue in Waynesville, North Carolina. So next time you're up in Waynesville, you can visit an American icon, Kmart.
I don't believe it. I think all Kmarts are gone. It lies sometimes. Like it said, the manga store still exists on North Ocean Boulevard.
It
doesn't.
God bless it.
Yes. Well, it's my fault. It's catching.
All right. Yeah, so now you're going to make me pop this into Google Earth.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm going to.
Just because you see.
You know what? I hope there's one there just to prove that just because you believe the thing doesn't mean everyone else is lying. That's what I hope happens here.
I never said anyone Explore else Google is lying. Earth. We're just talking specifically about you. Well, and the internet. Yeah, I guess.
All right, Google Earth is going to work here.
Does that still work right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up. All right, let's go man on the street here. Is it still a Kmart? I don't know why this is the most important thing on the show right now.
Well, you just want to prove me wrong. That's
It is still a Kmart. Important. Not just a Kmart. It's a big Kmart.
Are there people in the parking lot?
Not full parking lot, but like a Kmart parking lot.
All right. Do you see a blue light?
It is. Okay. All right. We have to go to Waynesville, North Carolina, because apparently it's a time capsule. Because right next to the Big K Kmart is a Radio Shack.
I don't, dude. Come on. You can show me the picture, and yes, there they are. There it is. No way. Because those companies don't exist anymore.
They do exist. Bankruptcy doesn't mean you don't exist anymore.
This is like that video that they put up in a movie where they're robbing a place, and they just put that up, and it's from 1974.
All right, what's next? $10, it's like a Tractor Supply next to it, which, by the way, I went into my first Tractor Supply not too long ago. It's a great store. Big fan of the Tractor Supply. Anyway, Greg Sankey.
Did you go pick up some peat moss?
No, I did get some fertilizer for the pepper garden.
I figured you were doing something like that.
Google Maps says there's a Kmart in Brevard. Oof. I'll be up in Brevard at some point. I might have to pop through Brevard and see. Waynesville, North Carolina is apparently a city that just refuses to let go of the 90s, and I'm here for it. Greg Sankey said that he is against private equity jumping into the landscape of college sports. He said that college football should take ownership of itself. Here's my favorite quote. Quote, the notion that money is a solution to our current situation actually should be seen as more of a threat. In a system going through upheaval, just inserting a bunch of money does not resolve the issues at the core of the upheaval. Dude, how do you respectfully say shut up? Like, how do you respectfully say, I don't want to hear another word out of you? Thank you, Hank. Thank you. That might be it. That might be it. Because, like, you know what this is to me? This to me is like when I hear any billionaire complain about the state of the economy. Dude, shut the hell up. You have more money than anyone could possibly spend in a lifetime, even if they tried. I don't need to hear you right now. I don't. Greg Sankey, you're the reason for the upheaval, my guy. You're the reason. You and all your suits, you're the reason. Well, you know, conference expansion is ruining. You're the ones who expanded, my dude. The Big 12 is not going private equity because they want to. They're going private equity because it's the only way they can compete with you. What are you talking about, dude? You're the reason for, the injection of money. Is that you're the one with all the money. Isn't it funny how money doesn't solve everything is only said by rich people? You have never heard a poor person go, money's the root of all evil. No, it's what? It's only rich people who say money's the root of all evil. Only rich people.
And Amish, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but also they cheat. Marshawn Lynch proved they cheat, all right? I like Greg Sankey. I think he does an excellent job. This was a stupid thing to say. I can't just put money. You have all the money. What? Like, my entire segment here is just, what? What a terrible thing to say. Dumb thing to say. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. All right, I'm being corrected by Corn Chip here, who said that Google Street lied and that building is now a Harbor Freight and an Advanced Auto Parts. Quote, sorry to burst the nostalgia bubble.
Told you.
Okay.
Corn Chip, thank you.
If you, Fat Kid Chris, love this guy already. Fat Kid Chris, I'm going to need you to text the show more. He said, if you Google Kmart Waynesville NC, it says permanently closed. All right, well, Google Earth lied. Lonzo was right, and now I'm never going to get him off the conspiracy theory bandwagon. Are there any Kmarts left? As of July 6, 2024, Kmart has 6 remaining department stores. 3 are in the U.S. Virgin Islands. One of them is in Bridgehampton, Long Island. One of them is in Guam. And one of them is in, where else? Kendale Lakes, Florida. So there's 6 remaining. 2 of them are in the United States. So technically, I was right. There are still Kmarts. You just got to go to Guam or Florida.
Yeah, but you also learned that you cannot believe in Google Earth.
That's also true. That is a little disappointing.
Yeah, because you were just exploring during the break. That entire town, none of that probably exists. Everything that you looked at is all a lie.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I took a virtual tour of Waynesville, North Carolina during the break. I did find a Best Buy, so they got rid of their Blockbuster.
All right. You think there's a Best Buy there.
Yeah.
You don't know if that's really
fair.
A Best Buy.
That's not unfair. All right. I kind of want to do this. Paul Feinbaum's having a week right now. Having a week.
Well, he's prepping for Feinbaum time. It's almost Feinbaum time.
It is almost Feinbaum time. It is almost Feinbaum time. Like peak Feinbaum. Paul! call. Fine bomb time.
Hey, that lady died. I mean, you know, I think she was in a car accident.
I almost played a clip that would have been very inappropriate at that moment, so instead I'll simply move on.
I appreciate your hesitation.
Lane Kiffin yesterday sat down with Paul Feinbaum, and, well, Feinbaum's had some words to say about Lane Kiffin over the years. Of course, we all know the history of Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin has had a lot of opportunities. Lane Kiffin also had some growing up to do. I'm not going to ignore that. Lane Kiffin got the opportunity to be the head coach for the Oakland Raiders. That went badly. Got the opportunity to be the head coach for the Tennessee Volunteers. Was there for 1 year. Then he went to USC. Was there for 3 years and got fired. And who does Lane Kiffin partially blame for that? Thank you for the new clip, Lane. Thank you, Lane. You're the best. I'm a Joey Freshwater dude now. I'm all in on Joey Freshwater. I love Joey Freshwater. That's my guy.
I still, these are boys hanging. That's all it is. These are guys just having a back and forth. I don't hear any vitriol. I don't hear any poison. I just hear a couple guys going back and forth. That whole thing might have been scripted. Might as well be a pipe bomb. Might as well be. Scripted.
While Lonzo, everything's a work, executive producer sits over there, I'm going to tell you, as dude who avoids conflict and instead leans very heavy into passive-aggressive instead of regular-aggressive, yeah, no, that was Lane 100% going, why am I talking to you?
I don't know. You're completely aggressive with me. There's no passive stuff.
Oh, it's very passive.
Yeah, no.
Me and Lane.
That's the whole reason.
Me and Joey Freshwater.
That's the whole reason why you're glad you have that clip, so you can just play it at me for like the next however many years I'm here.
Oh, I also have a new bathroom break clip.
Okay.
That one's just for me.
I said, why are you sweaty?
I love this. I love it. But see, Lane isn't the only coach Paul Feinbaum has got it out for right now. The other one is Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney said at Tuesday's Clemson media open house, which Cole Bryson and I were at, and I heard him say this, and as soon as I heard him say it, I'm like, welp, this is going to make the rounds. And it did. Dabo was talking about the unintended consequences of expanding the playoffs, right? He's like, hey, it is what it is. It's not changing our mentality. It's not changing our approach to the game, but it is going to have unintended consequences. And I said, listen, unintended doesn't mean unknown. They can be known, but unintended. But if you know there's a consequence and you make the decision that you know is going to trigger that consequence, it might still be unintended, but you also decided that that consequence is not more important than the result of the thing that you're going to do, right? This has kind of been where I've stood on this whole thing. Do you think that they did not think in their consideration of, should we expand to 12? Do you think that they did not think, how is this going to impact the way that teams in the hunt for a playoff spot down the line maybe do and don't treat the end of the regular season? Of course they did. They just decided that the integrity of rivalry weekend does not matter as much as having more teams playing more games and making more money in the playoffs, right? So Feinbaum, who for whatever reason has over the... Not for whatever reason, I know why. Lane became an SEC guy. And Paul's going to stand up for all things Southeastern Conference. Paul Feinbaum has shifted his ire from Lano, from Joey Freshwater, to Dabo Swinney. Feinbaum responding to the unintended consequences quote of Dabo Swinney said, quote, No, he's not right. Dabo, that was plain dumb. What happened to you? You used to be a voice of reason in college football, and now you're the get off my lawn guy. Everybody knows what we're doing here. Everybody understands that this is essentially the NFL playoffs. Of course there's unintended consequences. That is not breaking news, Dabo. Your goal isn't to find problems with the system. Your goal is to get back in the playoff someplace you haven't been in a while. Oh. So, couple of things here. Number one, the back half of what Feinbaum said isn't wrong. It is essentially the NFL playoffs now. It is. Here's the thing that Feinbaum said that is wrong. You used to be a voice of reason in college football, and now you're the get off my lawn guy, end quote. Can I tell you what Dabo is? As much crap as a lot of us, myself included, have given Dabo Swinney over the years, as much crap as we've given him, here's what I will say. Whether you think he's hokey or not, whether you think he's yokel or not, which shouldn't matter to Clemson fans, whether you think he is or he isn't, what I will say is this. Dabo Swinney, I think, is the coach that most represents a significant, I won't say majority, a significant portion of the college football fan base. If I was to say to you right now that next year Clemson's going to be 11-0 going into the Palmetto Bowl and they are going to rest their starters against South Carolina, there's a lot of y'all that are going to go, oh, dude, screw that, right? No. It's a rivalry game, right? It should be the most important thing you do this year. Screw you guys. Play your starters. Don't worry about the playoff. And that, fine. That's your emotional connection to football. And I'm good with that because that's why we love sports, the emotional connection we have to them. But Dabo, like Feinbaum's right. What's the ultimate goal? Again, we asked the question a number of weeks ago. What's the marker of success for Dabo Swinney this year, right? What's the mark he's got to hit for Clemson fans to go, that was successful and we're good with Dabo right now? The answer we got primarily, almost exclusively, definitely the majority answer was make the playoff. Make the playoff, right? Make the playoff. And a large smattering of the make the playoffs folks also said make the playoffs and win one game. You got to win at least one game, right? If that is the goal that Clemson fans set for Dabo, what's more important, beating South Carolina or making the playoffs and winning a game? So Dabo's got a very valid point. The unintended consequences is, or the unintended consequence he brought up is, a lot of folks are going to say the integrity of rivalry weekend is kind of gone. Because you are going to, you are, I'm saying it now definitively, you are going to see teams who treat this, their rivalry weekend, like a lot of NFL teams treat Week 18. A lot of teams in Week 18 in the NFL are going to sit their starters, even if it's against a rival. If you get Atlanta, who locks up the NFC South, and in fact, as a matter of fact, when I said I was betting over Carolina's win total, when it was at 4.5, it's at 5.5 now. When I said over, I went and told, I told PJ Glasser on BetQL, I said, you want to know why I'm betting the over? Because I think they'll get to 5. I think they'll get to 5. And I think they get 6. I think they're gifted 6. He said, why? I said, because I think Atlanta's wrapping up this division around week 15, which means when week 18 rolls around and the Atlanta Falcons know they're in the playoffs, but they do not have the first round bye, what's Atlanta going to do? They're going to sit their guys in week 18. They're not going to come fire off all guns in that game to beat the Carolina Panthers. I think Carolina is going to have their starters playing against Atlanta's backups, and they should win that game. They should win against the JV squad, and theirs win 6, right? I factored that into that decision. I think you're going to get the same thing in college football. And I think a lot of Lonzo, if I was to tell you that Ohio State knows they're in the Big Ten championship, and so they are going to. I'm not asking how you feel about it. If I was able to tell you today, I'm a fortune teller with a crystal ball, and I was able to tell you Ohio State knows they're in the Big Ten championship in week 14 of this year. And according to my crystal ball, The definite future is that Ryan Day made the decision to rest his starters against Michigan. I'm not asking how you feel about it. I'm asking if Ryan Day definitively was going to rest his starters in week 14 against Michigan because he knows he's got to play again a week later for the Big Ten championship and he's going to the playoffs either way. What would your reaction to that to be? Smart play. Let's be ready for the Big Ten title game. If I told you Ohio State was going to lay it down for Michigan,
I would be extremely angry.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that would be, I would understand, by the way.
Yep.
But understanding doesn't stop anger all the time. You know, because anger is tied to emotion. Understanding, I don't believe, is. It's tied to intellect. One is your heart, one is your head. Your heart is always going to be like, that's our rival. What are you doing?
That's exactly correct. Exactly correct.
You thought I wasn't paying attention.
No, I didn't. That's why I checked in with you because I knew you were, and I think you are exactly correct. And the point that I'm making here is, that's what Dabo was saying, right? Like that's what Dabo was saying. He said, "Hey, you took the air out of the balloon of rivalry weekend because there's going to be teams that are going to rest."
I don't disagree with what he said. As I said yesterday, when you brought this up, I said it was foreshadowing. Because he is saying probably what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And he's letting the fans, if they actually listen to him, know this is coming. And so they cannot be shocked. And if he does this, if he's in a position and is able to do this, he can say, hey, I told you I was going to do this back before the season started.
I think we all agree Dabo's not on the hot seat, but he's on the hot seat, right? Like he's on the hot seat to be on the hot seat. Like he's in the lukewarm seat, which is the seat before you get in the hot seat. He's in the mid tier seat, and it has been established.
Lose more than three games, he's in trouble.
Yes, it has been established now. Because Dabo's a big fan of the show, he listens every day. Right, he sits in the office, he listens to us while he's prepping out the day.
I'm sure you guys will be doing that handshake next week.
Yep, for sure. We got our secret handshake. Me and Dabo got it. I think he knows, legit. I think that he knows that Clemson fans feel like, or at least they've expressed to me on this show, make the playoffs, win a game is the benchmark. And if I'm Dabo and I know make the playoffs, win a playoff game is the benchmark where Clemson fans get off my ass for a year, guess what I'm doing? That's my priority. That is the most important thing. Well, there can only be one most important thing. Which means the game against South Carolina is not the most important thing anymore. And if that's not the most important thing, and winning a playoff game is, and I also know that that ACC championship game is very in play for the bye week to get me to the second week where I get to play a team that, yeah, maybe they're a little better than the 12 seed, but that's also a team that had to play a week before and we're coming off of multiple weeks of rest. Yeah, I'm sitting everybody in the Carolina game. Would it be nice to win? Absolutely. But I'm sitting everybody. I'm getting everybody as much rest as possible after a full-length regular season. So Dabo's not wrong, and Paul's not wrong, which is why Paul calling out Dabo is just a, hey, please pay attention to me moment from Paul Feinbaum. That's my problem with all of this. And that is why I am a Joey Freshwater guy. I'm also a Lonzo guy when he does sports flashes.
I don't know. You played that right before this, so I can prove that he's right. The University of Alabama will honor former head coach Nick Saban by naming the playing field at Bryant-Denny Stadium after him. The Alabama Board of Trustees will meet today to dedicate the field in honor of the 7-time national champion who won 6 in Tuscaloosa. The second half of the Major League Baseball season kicks off today at 2:20. Well, it doesn't kick off. It's just like they'll be on the field, the Diamond. When the Arizona Diamondbacks visit the Chicago Cubs, the Atlanta Braves are at home to host the Arizona Cardinals today at 7:20. With Spencer Schwellenbach squaring off with Sonny Gray. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a whole lot of fun. And I don't know if you knew this, it's going to be surprising. It's all Wire to Wire.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, I'm being corrected by Corn Chip here, who said that Google Street lied and that that building is now a Harbor Freight and an Advanced Auto Parts. Quote, sorry to burst the nostalgia bubble.
Told you.
Okay.
Corn Chip, thank you.
If you, Fat Kid Chris, love this guy already. Fat Kid Chris, I'm going to need you to text the show more. He said, if you Google Kmart Waynesville NC, it says permanently closed. All right, well, Google Earth lied. Lonzo was right, and now I'm never going to get him off the conspiracy theory bandwagon. Are there any Kmarts left? As of July 6, 2024, Kmart has 6 remaining department stores. 3 are in the U.S. Virgin Islands. One of them is in Bridgehampton, Long Island. One of them is in Guam, and one of them is in, where else? Kendale Lakes, Florida. So there's 6 remaining. 2 of them are in the United States. So technically, I was right. There are still Kmarts. You just got to go to Guam or Florida.
Yeah, but you also learned that you cannot believe in Google Earth.
That's also true. I mean, that is a little disappointing.
Yeah, because you were just exploring during the break that entire town. None of that probably exists. Everything that you looked at is all a lie.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I took a virtual tour of Waynesville, North Carolina during the break. I didn't find a Best Buy, so they got rid of their Blockbuster.
All right. You think there's a Best Buy there.
Yeah.
You don't know if that's really
fair.
A Best Buy.
That's not unfair. All right. I kind of want to do this. Paul Feinbaum's having a week right now. Having a week.
Well, he's prepping for Feinbaum time. It's almost Feinbaum time.
It is almost Feinbaum time. It is almost Feinbaum time. Like peak Feinbaum. Paul! Feinbaum time.
Hey, that lady died. I mean, you know, I think she was in a car accident.
I almost played a clip that would have been very inappropriate at that moment, so instead I'll simply move on.
I appreciate your hesitation.
Lane Kiffin yesterday sat down with Paul Feinbaum, and, well, Feinbaum's had some words to say about Lane Kiffin over the years. Of course, we all know the history of Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin has had a lot of opportunities. Lane Kiffin also had some growing up to do. I'm not going to ignore that. Lane Kiffin got the opportunity to be the head coach for the Oakland Raiders. That went badly. Got the opportunity to be the head coach for the Tennessee Volunteers. Was there for 1 year. Then he went to USC. Was there for 3 years and got fired. And who does Lane Kiffin partially blame for that? Thank you for the new clip, Lane. Thank you, Lane. You're the best. I'm a Joey Freshwater dude now. I'm all in on Joey Freshwater. I love Joey Freshwater. That's my guy.
I still, these are boys hanging. That's all it is. These are guys just having a back and forth. I don't hear any vitriol. I don't hear any poison. I just hear a couple guys going back and forth. That whole thing might have been scripted. Might as well be a pipe bomb. Might as well be. Scripted.
While Lonzo, everything's a work, executive producer sits over there, I'm going to tell you, as dude who avoids conflict and instead leans very heavy into passive aggressive instead of regular aggressive, yeah, no, that was Lane 100% going, why am I talking to you?
I don't know. You're completely aggressive with me. There's no passive stuff.
Oh, it's very passive.
Yeah, no.
Me and Lane.
That's the whole reason.
Me and Joey Freshwater.
That's the whole reason why you're glad you have that clip, so you can just play it at me for like the next however many years I'm here.
Oh, I also have a new bathroom break clip.
Okay.
That one's just for me.
I said, why are you sweaty?
I love this. I love it. But see, Lane isn't the only coach Paul Feinbaum has got it out for right now. The other one is Dabo Sweeney. Dabo Sweeney said at Tuesday's Clemson media open house, which Cole Bryson and I were at, and I heard him say this, and as soon as I heard him say it, I'm like, welp, this is going to make the rounds. And it did. And it did. Dabo was talking about the unintended consequences of expanding the playoffs, right? He's like, hey, it is what it is. It's not changing our mentality. It's not changing our approach to the game, but it is going to have unintended consequences. And I said, listen, unintended doesn't mean unknown. They can be known, but unintended. But if you know there's a consequence and you make the decision that you know is going to trigger that consequence, it might still be unintended, but you also decided that that consequence is not more important than the result of the thing that you're going to do, right? This has kind of been where I've stood on this whole thing. Do you think that they did not think in their consideration of, should we expand to 12? Do you think that they did not think, how is this going to impact the way that teams in the hunt for a playoff spot down the line, maybe do and don't treat the end of the regular season? Of course they did. They just decided that the integrity of rivalry weekend does not matter as much as having more teams playing more games and making more money in the playoffs, right? So Feinbaum, who for whatever reason has over the... Not for whatever reason. I know why. Lane became an SEC guy. And Paul's going to stand up for all things Southeastern Conference. Paul Feinbaum has shifted his ire from Lano, from Joey Freshwater, to Dabo Sweeney. Feinbaum responding to the unintended consequences quote of Dabo Sweeney said, quote, no, he's not right. Dabo, that was plain dumb. What happened to you? You used to be a voice of reason in college football, and now you're the get off my lawn guy. Everybody knows what we're doing here. Everybody understands that this is essentially the NFL playoffs. Of course there's unintended consequences. That is not breaking news, Dabo. Your goal isn't to find problems with the system. Your goal is to get back in the playoff someplace you haven't been in a while. Oh. So, couple of things here. Number one, the back half of what Feinbaum said isn't wrong. It is essentially the NFL playoffs now. It is. Here's the thing that Feinbaum said that is wrong. You used to be a voice of reason in college football, and now you're the get off my lawn guy, end quote. Can I tell you what Dabo is? As much crap as a lot of us, myself included, have given Dabo Swinney over the years, as much crap as we've given him, here's what I will say. Whether you think he's hokey or not, whether you think he's yokel or not, which shouldn't matter to Clemson fans, whether you think he is or he isn't, what I will say is this. Dabo Swinney, I think, is the coach that most represents a significant, I won't say majority, a significant portion of the college football fan base. If I was to say to you right now that next year Clemson's going to be 11-0 going into the Palmetto Bowl, and they are going to rest their starters against South Carolina, There's a lot of y'all that are going to go, oh, dude, screw that, right? No. It's a rivalry game, right? It should be the most important thing you do this year. Screw you guys. Play your starters. Don't worry about the playoff. And that, fine. That's your emotional connection to football. And I'm good with that because that's why we love sports, the emotional connection we have to them. But Dabo, like Feinbaum's right. What's the ultimate goal? Again, we asked the question a number of weeks ago. What's the marker of success for Dabo Swinney this year, right? What's the mark he's got to hit for Clemson fans to go, that was successful and we're good with Dabo right now? The answer we got primarily, almost exclusively, definitely the majority answer was make the playoff. Make the playoff, right? Make the playoff, and a large smattering of the make the playoffs folks also said make the playoffs and win one game. You got to win at least one game, right? If that is the goal that Clemson fans set for Dabo, what's more important, beating South Carolina or making the playoffs and winning a game? So Dabo's got a very valid point. The unintended consequences is, or the unintended consequence he brought up is, a lot of folks are going to say the integrity of rivalry weekend is kind of gone. Because you are going to, you are, I'm saying it now definitively, you are going to see teams who treat this, their rivalry weekend, like a lot of NFL teams treat week 18. A lot of teams in week 18 in the NFL are going to sit their starters, even if it's against a rival. If you get Atlanta, who locks up the NFC South, and in fact, as a matter of fact, when I said I was betting over Carolina's win total, when it was at 4.5, it's at 5.5 now. When I said over, I went and told, I told PJ Glasser on BetQL. I said, you want to know why I'm betting the over? Because I think they'll get to 5. I think they'll get to 5. And I think they get 6. I think they're gifted 6. He said, why? I said, because I think Atlanta's wrapping up this division around week 15, which means when week 18 rolls around, and the Atlanta Falcons know they're in the playoffs, but they do not have the first round bye. What's Atlanta going to do? They're going to sit their guys in week 18. They're not going to come fire off all guns in that game to beat the Carolina Panthers. I think Carolina is going to have their starters playing against Atlanta's backups, and they should win that game. They should win against the JV squad, and theirs win 6, right? I factored that into that decision. I think you're going to get the same thing in college football. And I think a lot of it, Lonzo, if I was to tell you that Ohio State knows they're in the Big Ten championship, and so they're going to, they are going to, I'm not asking how you feel about it. If I was able to tell you today, I'm a fortune teller with a crystal ball, and I was able to tell you Ohio State knows they're in the Big Ten championship in week 14 of this year. And according to my crystal ball, the definite future is that Ryan Day made the decision to rest his starters against Michigan. I'm not asking how you feel about it. I'm asking if Ryan Day definitively was going to rest his starters in week 14 against Michigan because he knows he's got to play again a week later for the Big Ten championship and he's going to the playoffs either way. What would your reaction to that to be? Smart play, let's be ready for the Big Ten title game? If I told you Ohio State was going to lay it down for Michigan,
I would be extremely angry.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that would be, I would understand, by the way.
Yep.
But understanding doesn't stop anger all the time. You know, because anger is tied to emotion. Understanding, I don't believe, is. It's tied to intellect. One is your heart, one is your head. Your heart is always going to be like, that's our rival. What are you doing?
That's exactly correct. Exactly correct.
You thought I wasn't paying attention.
No, I didn't. That's why I checked in with you, because I knew you were. And I think you are exactly correct. And the point that I'm making here is, that's what Dabo was saying, right? Like, that's what Dabo's saying. He said, hey, you took the air out of the balloon of rivalry weekend because there's going to be teams that are going to rest.
I don't disagree with what he said. As I said yesterday when you brought this up, I said it was foreshadowing because he is saying probably what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And he's letting the fans, if they actually listen to him, know this is coming. And so they cannot be shocked. And if he does this, if he's in a position and is able to do this, he can say, hey, I told you I was going to do this back before the season started.
I think we all agree Dabo's not on the hot seat, but he's on the hot seat, right? Like, he's on the hot seat to be on the hot seat. Like, he's in the lukewarm seat, which is the seat before you get in the hot seat. He's in the mid-tier seat. And it has been established.
Lose more than three games, he's in trouble.
Yes. It has been established now, because Dabo's a big fan of the show. He listens every day, right? He sits in the office. He listens to us while he's prepping out the day.
I'm sure you guys will be doing that handshake next week.
Yep. For sure. We got our secret handshake. Me and Dabo got it. I think he knows, legit, I think that he knows that Clemson fans feel like, or at least they've expressed to me on this show, make the playoffs, win a game's the benchmark. And if I'm Dabo and I know, make the playoffs, win a playoff game is the benchmark where Clemson fans get off my ass for a year, guess what I'm doing? That's my priority. That is the most important thing. Well, there can only be one most important thing, which means the game against South Carolina is not the most important thing anymore. And if that's not the most important thing, and winning a playoff game is, and I also know that that ACC championship game is very in play for the bye week, to get me to the second week where I get to play a team that, yeah, maybe they're a little better than the 12 seed, but that's also a team that had to play a week before and we're coming off of multiple weeks of rest. Yeah, I'm sitting everybody in the Carolina game. Would it be nice to win? Absolutely. But I'm sitting everybody. I'm getting everybody as much rest as possible after a full-length regular season. So Dabo's not wrong, and Paul's not wrong, which is why Paul calling out Dabo is just a, hey, please pay attention to me moment from Paul Feinbaum. That's my problem with all of this. And that is why I am a Joey Freshwater guy. I'm also a Lonzo guy when he does sports flashes.
I don't know. You played that right before this so I can prove that he's right. The University of Alabama will honor former head coach Nick Saban by naming the playing field at Bryant-Denny Stadium after him. The Alabama Board of Trustees will meet today to dedicate the field in honor of the 7-time national champion who won 6 in Tuscaloosa. The second half of the Major League Baseball season kicks off today at 2:20. Well, it doesn't kick off. It's just like they'll be on the field, the Diamond. When the Arizona Diamondbacks visit the Chicago Cubs, the Atlanta Braves are at home to host the Arizona Cardinals today at 7:20. With Spencer Schwellenbach squaring off with Sonny Gray. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a whole lot of fun. And I don't know if you knew this, it's going to be surprising. It's all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.